Onma Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia, the Onma Radio News Summary. I am Gamen Gaya. Good afternoon. World Health Organization's first release of surveillance data on antibiotic resistance reveals high levels of resistance to a number of serious bacterial infections in both high and low-income countries. WHO's new Global Antimicrobial Surveillance System reveals widespread occurrence of antibiotic resistance among 500,000 people with suspected bacterial infections across 22 countries. Among patients with suspected bloodstream infection, the proportion that had bacterial resistance to at least one of the most commonly used antibiotics ranged tremendously between different countries from 0 to 82%. The Ministry of Internal Affairs has provided 15 motorbikes to the coordinators of the county service centers to boost their operations. The coordinator of the Liberia Decentralization Support Project told Onma Radio that the goal is to ensure service delivery in the rural parts of the country. Kowu Bella told Onma Radio that the bikes will allow for the operations of the county service centers to reach remote areas. According to Madam Bella, a system of accountability has been put in place to ensure better and efficient usage of the bags. Speaking on behalf of the recipients, the coordinator of Magibi County Service Center thanked the Ministry of Internal Affairs and partners for the support. Sam Ate assured that the bags will be properly used to ensure better service delivery. The Kofi Annan Institute of Conflict Transformation at the University of Liberia will this Wednesday begin a three-month public dialogue on security reform in Liberia. The head of the institute, Professor Dembi Sendi, told on the radio that the project kicks off in the auditorium of the university and is expected to bring security experts and other stakeholders together. Professor Dembi Sendi added that during the dialogue, presentations will come from people with diverse knowledge with the aim of bridging the parallel process between security and non-security actors. This news is coming to you from Onma Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A group of mysterious orange cave crocodiles who live in complete darkness in Africa may be mutating in a new species. Researchers discovered the 1.5-meter-long raptors in 2008 in a remote cave in Gabon, Western Africa, where they fed only on bats and crickets. Experts first thought they were a type of African dwarf crocodile, but new research shows they could be an entirely separate species. And finally, two Dublin men have been jailed by the Special Criminal Court after they were caught with what the judge described as a lethal arsenal of firearms and ammunition in a Dublin business park last year. Jonathan Harding, 44, of McNeil Court, was sentenced to 10 years with one suspended, while 33-year-old James Wash from Neilstown Drive in Coldacking was sentenced to 9 years with one suspended. That's the Onma Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onma, you can log on to www.onma.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onma2003, or twitter/onmanews. I'm Gamen Gaya. Good afternoon.